Holy. And now, if the Yoni himself, the money he receives for Purim, he has to use it for Purim. He can't use it to buy himself shoelaces. Lest the people in the city were masking that this money the Yoni could use to buy shoelaces. Give Rabbi Yaakov. Shema Mishum Rabbi Meir. Send them Rabbi Meir. However, Shimon Gamliel, Makel, he is Makel and says no, that even though the money was given to you for Purim, you're allowed to take the money and buy shoelaces. I lechur, Shimon Gamliel holds, but Yas Avla, you can't change around what you're supposed to. Bazafagav the Mishani, Loisava the Makbadin Shimidi, Lechosabay, people don't care about it. Here, who you see it's Mutta, so why before they say it's also not Mishnah? Om Rabaya, time with our Shimon, Kidamar, like Mar. The Yamamar we learned, Haiman de Nichalei. The Tibor Aryo, Lizra, whoever wants to ruin his field, he should plant it 1 year, Chita, Veshosa Sar, the next year, plant barley, Shosa Shesi, Veshosa, then do it crisscross. So, in other words, he owes, that's not the Pshan of Shimon the Mishnah, because you're saying different than you said. Avad, if the owner agrees, would be happy, you're allowed to do it. But here, the story is you're going to ruin the field. If you first plant wheat and then you plant barley, that type of ruins the field. For Leirmon was only selling the light carb, you didn't plow in between Batoni. Avul carb, Batoni, Leslambo. But if you plowed in between, then the fact you plant wheat and then barley, that does not ruin the field. Right, the Tfuah, the Mishnah says, later on the Kipnit, yeah. If you took it to plant Tfuah, wheat, you should not plant beans. Masnilei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin. Tfuah, if you took it to plant Tfuah, he is a Reno Kitnius. You're allowed to plant the beans. Omulei Ivan, not time we learned the Mishnah, that we learned Tfuah lays Reno Kitnius. Omalei Lakash de Nostira. Holon Valahu, once for Sneh Tzro, once for Bnei Bogel. Omulei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin, by Rav Nachman, Ravin Acher, Rav, my brother, Hani Tachlei Devei Kitna, by these flax, Ein Be Mishum Gezel. Tichlei, Rashi says, Shechlaim Shekurin Krishin Agdilim Bein Apishtim. The strings that grow between the flax, whoever takes it, there's no issa muksa, there's no issa gezi. Let us steal it. Oim desal gvulin, was ever stealing on the gvul, on the boundaries, then yesh be mishum gezi. Let's not steal. V'yem hukshul zera, if it's bad for the seed, afil deve kitnam yesh be mishum gezi. Then there's nissa gezi. My timer, why? My diastid after, whatever was lost already. Then the owner is makvid, nobody could take it. Omalei Rav Yehuda L'Ravin, Bar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachi, brother, my brother, Hani Dili Dilok, what's mine is yours, Dilok Dili, what's yours is mine. Noig B'nai Mitzra, the people from the same neighbors were Noig, that Elon, Hanoitei Lakan, a tree that branches over to one side, or Lakan, for Netei Lakan, Lakan, whichever way it branches, the people could use it. That's the way the meaning was. Yitm Elon Oimel Ametzra, a tree that's holding by the boundary. Omarav, Hanoit Lakan Lakan, what's facing this way goes this way. Hanoit Lakan Lakan, Shmulam and Ocholkin, they both have right to divide it up. Meitzve, Ilu Noimer Ala Meitze, Yachleiku, Tiyuf the Rav, Tzkash and Rav, Tiyigimar Shmul, Libet the Rav, but Mamala Kolameitze Kula, if it fills up the whole boundary. The Yachim Malamein, what are you going to tell me then? Of course it's Shita. Latricha de Toli Tunya, Lechad Gis, it has a lot of weight on one side. So therefore, Tchirish Yisei Yachleiku. The Katim Alamein, Mamala, then what does it say? The Amalei, Tulug Hochi, divided up this way, crossway, Kamashlo, and the Amalei, my cousin, the Pagas Hochi, Tulug Hochi. No, you can't divide it one way, you'll get all the thickness of it, but you have to divide it equally, that both of us will get the thickness of it. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll go over the Leskamar again tomorrow.
Of Kubzain Omer Aleph. Omalei Rav Yehuda L'Rovin. Rav Yehuda said to Rovin Bar Rav Nachman, he said like this to him, Rovin Achai, Rovin my brother, Hani Tachlei Devei Kisno. This crest, like things that grow up, grow near the flax, Yishno Ein Behem Yishum Gezel. There's no Issa Gezel. Whoever wants to take it, can take it. And the Pshat is because it only does damage to the flax, so the owner is happy that somebody took it away. Therefore, there's no Issa Gezel. What about Oimdois Al Gvulin? Let's say this crest, this tachli, that's on the gvul, on the outside of it, that's not in the middle of the flax, but on the boundary of the flax, then yesh be mishum gezel. There will be an issa gezel, because that doesn't ruin the flax, and therefore it has some value to the owner, so the owner would rather you do not take it, therefore there's an issa gezel. V'yem hukshul zera. Let's say this tachli, this crest inside the flax, already became hard, like a seed, then afilu devei kisna. Even what's in the middle of the flax, Nami Yesh Bemishrim Gezel. The loss of Yin is a Gezel to steal, to take it away from the owner. My time, what's the reason? Before we said, before when it's soft, there's no Issa Gezel. So how come now when it became hard, this crest, that it's an Issa Gezel, that there it says, my diastad astid. Because that it ruins the flax, it ruined it already. From now on, it doesn't ruin it anymore. And it has some value to the owner. If only when it's wet, that it's keep on ruining it more and more, the owner is happy if you take it away. But once it became hard already, it's not going to ruin it anymore, now the owner doesn't want you to take it. So therefore, the Venus Gezel, once it becomes hookshul, is there. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda, again. Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda, the Ravin bar Rav Nachman. He said again, Rav Nachman, like Rav, my brother. Hani di li di loch. These trees that are mine are yours. But di loch di li, what's yours is mine. In other words, that tree there, that they had fields one next to another, and the trees that were growing there were like, you know, branching off into his property, his trees into the other one's property, the trees, the branches were branching off into the other one's property. So what's the halacha? It says, Nogu b'nei mitzra, the minhag of the people that live on boundaries is, Ilon hanoteya lekan lekan. If the branches, or some say Rashi says not the branches, it's the roots. If the roots of the tree branch off to one side, he owns this tree. Now, the place where the roots go to, he's the one that owns the tree. He has the right to use it. So, Anatei Lakan Lakan. For Anatei Lakan Lakan, the roots that branch off to the other side belongs to the other person. The Yitmo learned like this. Ilon Ho'imed Alametzav. You have a tree that's standing by the boundary. It is on the borders. Omaraf. Hanoite Lakan Lakan. Like the roots that are branching off to one side, the tree belongs to that side. For Anatei Lakan Lakan. And if the roots branch off to the other side, it belongs to the other person. That's what this meaning of B'nai Mitzvah was, that you go bossa which side the roots are facing. Shmuel says, no, the Lachar is Cholkin. In such a case where this tree is on the boundary, like towards both sides, we say Cholkin. Versus Meitzvah, we have a Kasha. Says, Alocha Ilo, Noemid Ala Meitzvah, we have a tree that's on the borders, on the boundary. Yach Leiko, for a clear riot to Shmuel. If so, to you to the Rav, there's a Kasha on Rav. Rav says, no, you go bustle which side the roots are towards. So Gemara says, Tir Gemar Shmuel, Aliba the Rav. If Shmuel wants to answer this, Bryce, even according to Rav, as according to Shmuel, is very good. Shmuel always says Yachleku. But he says it's not really a tiyuft on Rav. Rav could answer this and say, we're talking about B'memala Kol HaMeitzakuloi. In other words, the roots fill up the whole borders. And really the roots go on both sides, in other words. So that's why you say Yachleku here. Rav is only talking about where the roots go towards one side. For where the roots fill up the whole borders on both sides, then you say Achleku. So Gemara asks, if so, Ihachi is so, my lemeimer, what do you have to tell me? Like, or Pshita? If the roots are on both sides of the borders, like, so Pshita is Achleku. It belongs to both of them. It's growing on both of those properties. The Masa Latricha de Chedesh is, Titoli Tunye Lichad Gisa. That I'll tell you, there's a lot of weight, like it's branching off towards one side. So Rashi says, the Toli Tunya means Masa Peroisov Yanofov Netla Tadechot. Like even though the branches are, the roots are on both sides, but the branches is branching off more towards one side. So that's the Chiddush still I say Yachleku. Mar says the Akati is still Maila Meim. What do you have to tell me? Like Rav Pshita. But since like the roots are on both sides, it's still Yachleku. So Mar says still there's a Chiddush here. Mal the same I would have thought to say. The Yomalei Plug Hachi. Now listen, let's divide it up the way the branches are. In other words, if more branches are on my side, I should keep those branches. The branches that are on your side, you'll keep. Maybe that's the way we should divide it up. Chamash Mlon, the Chiddush is no. The Yomalei, my chaz is the pagat hachi plug hachi. Who told you to take it that way? Take it the other way. Now, who said to do it widthwise? Do it lengthwise. In other words, we have to divide it up in a manner that both of us can equal from this tree. Even though the branches are facing more towards one side than the other side, but since the roots are like on both sides equal, so therefore the locher is yachloiku, we say chokin here, equally. Oh, Malay, Rav Yehuda again, le Ravin bar Rav Nachman, he said to him again and called him Ravin Achai, like Ravin, my brother. Loi tizvon arya, tismichi lamosa. Don't buy a field that's near the city. Rashi says, loi tikna soda, don't buy a field, hasmuch liyir, sha'ayin b'nei yir shaletes batamin. Because people are always going to look at your field. If it's near the city, the people of the city will always look into your field and they'll give it an ayin hara. And that's bad, or ruin the field. So don't buy a field near the city. It's also for a person. To go near your friend's field, stand near on the side of your friend's field when it's all the tfu, all the wheat is grown nicely. But shah shaim dois become a ser, when all the wheat is standing up nicely. And now let us stay there. Rashi says, why? Shlayafsidenu b'yayin hara. You should not be mafsid this growth, the produce, with the ayin hara. So here you see that when people look at your field, when it's growing, it gives it an ayin hara. That's also to do. Tomorrow says, ain't it not that way? I was kechinu Rabbi Abba le Talmidi de Rav. Rabbi Avuah found the Talmidim of Rav, the Rav. So Omalu, so Rabbi said to these Talmidim, Ma Omar Rav Bahani Kroy. How did Rav explain these psukim in the Torah? The pasuk says, Baruch ato b'ir, o Baruch ato b'sode, Baruch ato b'voyacho, Baruch ato b'seisecho. Should have a bracha in the fields, in the city, or in the sode, when you go out, when you come in. The Yomru Leis, so the Talmidim said back, Hochi Yomar Rav. This is what Rav explained these psukim. Like this. When the pasuk says, Baruch ato b'ir, should have a bracha in the city. That means, Shiye beitcha, somach lebeit haknesses. You know what the pasuk means? You should live near shul. That's called Baruch ato b'ir. You should have a kroivim, it should be carved to the beit haknesses. That's a big bracha. Baruch ato b'sod, what does the pasuk mean? You should have a bracha in the field. Shiye nechasa kroivim l'ir. That your nechasim should be near the city. So Rashi says, Shloye tarach lachnas peros. It shouldn't be such a big bother for you to have to collect all the peros and then bring them back home. So you're better off if the field is near the city. This is the stira. Here you see, Rav says it's a bracha to have your field near the city. And before we're saying that it's no good. That Rabbi Avuah said, in the name of Rav Huna, that Rav said it's also. He told him, that you shouldn't buy a field near the city because people are not supposed to look there to give it an ayin hara. This is the kasha. Vayta had a Rav Dash and the rest of the psukim. Baruch ata b'vayecha. What does it mean to have a bracha when you come in? Shlo etimtza ishtecha sofik nida. Bishas b'yoscha min aderech. That when you come home from the road, you should not find your wife to be a sofik nida. And Rashi says it means v'kol shchein vaday. And some say no, that if you know she's vaday nida, okay. But a sofik nida, that's worse. Like you always have hopes, maybe she's not a nida. So that's the worst thing. To find in a matzav of a sofik, she's doubtful whether she is a nida or not, that's worse. But Rashi says no, that the kosh chayin vaday, that when you come home, you should be lucky bracha that your wife is not a nida. Then the pasuk baruch ata b'tisecha, what does that mean? You have a bracha when you go out. Sheyehei tetzoyi meyecha kamoyscha, that your children should be like you. Pasha means right, tzaddik, that is a bracha, your children should be like you. Sheyehei tetzoyi meyecha, comes out of your meyecha, is kamoyscha. The yom alu Rabbi Yechon said, loy omar hochi, don't say like this. Or maybe it means he said that even Rav didn't say like this. Rav Yechon is saying, don't say like this. That's not the pshat. El Rav like this. Baruch ato b'ir, that means she a beis hakisei samach l'shukhanecha. She always had a beis hakisei next to your table. Because in Gemara's times it wasn't like today. Rashi says, klayma samach l'beitcha, near your house there should be a beis hakisei. So it's historic laharchik b'tzodot. Because in Gemara's times they didn't have a beis hakisei in the house. It used to be usually outside in the fields they have to go. So every time you have to go outside in the field. It's a big tircha. It's a big bracha to have a beis hakisei next to your house. And Baruch Hashem, today we have it much easier. Everybody has a beis hakisei in his house. But just imagine what it means if you have it outside in the field.
We have
to buzz a couple of times. But to have a beis hakisei, that's not so vichtig. Feistoy, we'll soon see why. Why? For Rabbi Yechon, the time Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time. The yom that he says, you should know, schar pesiyas yesh, that if you live far away from shul, you're better off. You get schar pesiyas. The more you have to walk to shul, the more schar you get. Pesiyas, every step you take to walk to shul, you get the more schar. Therefore, he owes the schar pesiyas. Today, you have a car, no problem. Shabbat, okay, once a week is good, take a walk. But Yechon says, no, Yechon says that pshat is that it's schar pesiyas, you should know. You shouldn't walk to shul because it's healthy, it's good to take a walk. You should walk to shul because you get schar. Every step you take is good.
So it's good to have a shul that's far away.
Okay, yeah. But it shouldn't be too far away, you shouldn't go there. Yeah. Right. Baruch ato b'soda. What does the pasuk mean? Baruch ato b'soda. Shiyei nechzecho mishaloshin. Your property, like your money, you should put into three different parts.